Welcome to the final video in the yogic practices section. In this section, I hope that you've developed an understanding of the way research into yoga for mental health is conducted, and have developed a wonderful toolbox of yogic practices and ways to teach the practices that are nourishing for your mental health. It's so important to remember that this work is for all of us. There's no us and them when it comes to mental health. We're all in this together, and we all need this work for our own mental health. So please do use this yogic toolbox for your own mental health, and weave in the practices, teachings, and concepts into your classes to support the mental health of your students. It doesn't matter if you're teaching a yoga class in a specialized mental health setting, if you're teaching in a regular studio or a gym, if you're teaching private classes or developing your own personal practice for home. Knowledge of the way that yoga supports mental health is so important. And now you have the tools and wisdom to really nourish this. I'm so excited to see the way that this unfolds in your life and in the lives of your students, creating ripple effects in your community. Okay, now, there's some assignments for you to complete after this section, and you'll find them below. They're designed to support you to integrate and consolidate the information from this section, and will help you to deepen your understanding of yogic practices for mental health. Thank you once again for joining me for this section, and I look forward to seeing you in the next section, where we'll be exploring mental health crisis.